Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I brought my little prop here. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded loins with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that utterance may be given me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord God, in this day, in this time, and in this place, I pray that you speak through me and in spite of me, that we hear your voice in spite of my own, that we learn to hold on to you, that all we have ever needed is in your hands. Give us the wisdom that we need, the discernment that we need, the energy and the power that we need. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Getting ready. You know, this time of year, it is about getting ready. And we do a lot of getting ready for different things. And I was thinking about getting ready the other day. We do a lot of preparing. We prepare for this and that and the next thing. And as I was taking some things down in the third floor classroom and starting to think about what we had up in this section of the hallway, and I was taking stuff down and looking at what we had done over the summer, and my mind is always working on the what's next. What's next? And believe it or not, I work in thematic units. Probably comes from being a teacher. But that's the way I work. And so I work in units. Thematic units. Well, over the next few days, I was thinking about what do we need to start with. And I started looking at the lectionary. And as I was listening to the news over the past couple weeks, I started thinking about where we are as a people. And lo and behold, the wisdom scriptures started. And Solomon prayed last week for some wisdom. And God gave it to him. And then James also taught us to pray for some wisdom. And God promised that we would receive wisdom if we would pray for it. But Paul tells us that if we were to stand firm and to put on the full armor of God, we would be able to do some other things as well. The thing is if we are not prepared, if we are not prepared for the warfare that is about to come, or maybe even is coming already, then perhaps we might lose the battle. So we need to get ready. We need to get ready. So we need to be able to stand firm on the holy word of God. We need to be able to put on a breastplate. We know that there are darts and daggers that are going to be shot at us for all kinds of different things. And all you have to do right now is turn on the news, and you can see right now that there are darts and daggers being shot back and forth in our nation alone, just on a political spectrum. Now, vocally and as a pastor, I will not openly support one or the other. And honestly, they're both flawed. They're human beings, just like I'm flawed. I'm a human being. The only human being that's not flawed is Jesus Christ. And that's the truth. And it's funny, when you go to a different country, they'll even ask you, is that the best that you can offer? Well, perhaps. But I can offer better of myself, of myself. You see, and that's all that I can do. I can't control the world around me, but I can control me. And so as for me, I need to do better. And maybe you are asking yourself the same thing right now. Maybe you are asking yourself, have you put any of these articles of clothing on in a while? Have you, with your feet, stood on the holy word of the Lord? Have you put on the helmet? Have you put on a full armor of God? And maybe, If I'm completely honest with myself, maybe I left a shoe laying over there for a while. Or maybe I left a sword sitting on a chair for a little bit. How about you? When I think of those things and I think about what we are planning, what we can be doing next, how we are supposed to be moving into the next phases of our lives, it says, Paul reminds us that we are to pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer, in every supplication, and to that end keep alert and always persevere in the supplication for all the saints. Well, who are all the saints? Well, that's you and me and all those who believe. Well, when's the last time we spent some time really praying for our brothers and our sisters in Christ? You see, we're going to work on that this year too. Somewhere about October-ish, we're going to do a challenge. And we're going to work on some real prayer challenge around here. Because we need it. We need to draw closer. I need to draw closer. You need to draw closer. Because we need to become better ambassadors. Think about this. Think about what this church has meant to folks for such a long, long time. And I was reminded at a meeting earlier this week about the pride that folks have of what it means to be part of this church. When's the last time that you carried that pride and invited somebody to be part of this church? And welcome somebody to be part. That's good news, and that's good stuff. You see, Solomon knew that that was good stuff too. Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes and the leaders of the ancestral houses of the Israelites before the king and to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David. And then the priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the house of the most holy place underneath the wings of the cherubim. And when the priests came out of the holy place and the cloud filled the house of the Lord so that the priests could not stand to minister because the cloud of the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands to heaven. And he said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven, above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love with the servants who walk before you with all the heart of the covenant. And you kept for your servant David, my father, as you declared to him. You promised with your mouth, and you have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, there shall never fail you a successor before me or sit in Israel. If only your children look to their way to walk before me as you have walked before me. Well, children of Israel, that's us. We are at the altar, folks. The altar of God. What are we looking forward to? I'm looking forward to being in the presence of God. How about you? I'm looking forward to being here and praising and worshiping God. How about you? And in the days to come, we are going to gather some wisdom. And we're going to learn about what James has said about the church. And how we are to come and worship him. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. To worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And in his kingdom. And we're going to give thanks. And then, we're going to end this year with some joy in this world. That's right. We're going to give thanks and joy in this world. We're going to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I have expectations. I have some hope. There is some joy in my heart. And I have some plans. Some vision. Vision given to me by God. How about you? Have you had that hunger? Have you been tired and ready for some energy? I saw a meme the other day. Caffeine just isn't cutting it anymore. I'm ready to chew on some live wires, right? Well, that live wire I'm ready to chew on. There's a lot of power in there. Are you ready? Nod your head like this. There you go. I see some heads nodding. Let's try that again. Are you ready? Are you excited? Are you ready to move your feet? Okay, let's pray. Lord God, I thank you today. Today we have you in this place. We have you in this community. We have you in this church. And we have people that are hungry. Hungry in their hearts. But we have people that are hungry in their bellies too. And so we are reminded, Lord, that we are called not only to be people that have wisdom in our minds, but to have wisdom in our hearts so that we do use our hands and our feet. So when people do show up at our doorstep, that we do recognize those who are hungry and that we feed them, and that we do recognize those who are hungry in their hearts and that we feed them there too. There's more to just existing. Lord, and I want to be a Christian with you. And I pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen.